100 miles above the planet. Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, we certainly... I'll ask you to hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Charlotte Isabey, and we're going to be talking about, well, really what's going on in the world today. As the America that we know and love is progressively being eroded, as we set our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die overseas, but never to be allowed to win, never giving them enough men, never giving them enough equipment, never giving them, for instance, the force protection of vehicles, which, to my knowledge, nobody has ever died in one of those. That's what they let the officers run around in, the generals, but we just don't want to put the money out to get... the vehicles that will protect our troops, so we give them Humvees, and when the roadside devices go over off, why, then we lose more soldiers, and we say we just got to keep fighting there, because if we don't, why we're going to have, they would pull out, and all these men who died would have died for vain. And yet, if you continue fighting this war the same way you're fighting it, more and more and more, not only Americans, but Iraqis and Iraqi children and Iraqi soldiers are going to die in vain. In a war we never intend to win, because we do not intend to pull our troops out of there. We're going to permanently occupy Iraq. Well, with that as the background, Charlotte, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, there's so much, you know. I would just say a little thing about not giving our servicemen and women the proper equipment. My son was in the first Gulf War in the Marines, and I remember we had to go and buy him a bulletproof vest and send it out. You know, I mean, that's just proof of the pudding. I mean, if you could imagine being in the Marines or on the front lines, you don't even have a bulletproof vest. But that was then, that was then, and now is now, and I agree with everything you said. Just it's absolutely devastating to read the news every day, the loss of more and more of our young people and innocent Iraqis, and and we are there. If people really think that we're not there to stay, they better do a little bit of research. I don't know why we've got this enormous embassy that's probably bigger than the Pentagon that's gone up, and we've got military, new military bases. Of course we're not going to leave, because we need that region. And I mean region, and that includes Iran. But anyway, Pakistan, I just got an email right now. You've probably seen it, too. It was today, World Net Daily, about the North American, I call it the North American Soviet Union, plan headed to Congress in the fall. Have you seen that one, Dr. Stan?
Yes, right. But yep. Go ahead. Why don't you go over it for our listeners?
Okay, I will. And the reason, folks, I call it the Soviet Union is because Gorbachev himself, in 2002 or whatever, in London, referred to the European Union as the new European Soviet. So we are a merger here, North American merger union, is modeled absolutely A through Z on the European Union. So that's not a very happy thought, that we are going to have a nice North American Soviet Union here. All right. Anyway, this is quite an article, and I think I was very upset because I see the name of our former Senator William Cohen, who I've always considered a traitor, listed amongst the people involved in this. Here we go. this was in WorldNet Daily, and I suggest your readers go to WorldNet Daily.
Why don't you hold off on that? We'll pick that up as soon as we get back. We're going to have to go to a break. But of course, remember this whole idea to do away with national sovereignty, because these people hate America and they hate freedom. We'll be right back.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Charlotte Isabel, and she's telling us about this plan for the North American Union. So go ahead, Charlotte, give us the story.
The title is North American Union Plan Headed to Congress in Fall. Subtitle, Powerful Think Tank Prepares Report on Benefits of Integration Between U.S., Mexico, Canada, May 24th, 2007. This is WorldNetDaily.com. I'm sure you can find it there. Washington, D.C. A powerful think tank chaired by former Senator Sam Nunn from Georgia and guided by trustees including Richard Armitage, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Harold Brown, former Secretary of Defense, I believe, former Senator from Maine, my state, William Cullen, and also he was Secretary of Defense under a Democratic administration under Clinton, although he's Republican. That tells you what William Cullen is all about. And our good old friend, Henry Kissinger, this powerful think tank chaired by Nunn, guided by trustees including Armitage, Brzezinski, Brown, Cohen, and Henry Kissinger, is in the final stages of preparing a report to the White House and U.S. Congress on the benefits of integrating the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one political, economic, and security bloc. The final report, published in English, Spanish, and French, is scheduled for submission to all three governments by September 30, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. That center is quite something else. I got involved in that when I was trying to find out if those Russians had been hired, develop the national ID card. I found out a lot about that center because Kalugin, the former Soviet spy, top spy, was working there, believe it or not. So that gives you an idea of what the Center for Strategic and International Studies is. They bring all sorts of interesting people on board. So anyway, they boast, the center boasts of playing a large role in the passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement in 1994, a treaty that set in motion a political movement many believe resembles the early stages of the European community on its way to becoming the European Union. Quote, the results of the study will enable policymakers to make sound, strategic, long-range policy decisions about North America with an emphasis on regional integration. And by the way, folks, I want to point out that regionalism is communism. And people better understand that, okay? An emphasis on regional integration, explains Armand B. Pichard-Sverdrup, director of CSIS, that's the Center, Mexico Project. Quote, specifically, the project will focus on a detailed examination of future scenarios which are based on current trends and involve six areas of critical importance to the trilateral relationship, : labor mobility, energy, the environment, security, competitiveness, and border infrastructure and logistics. The data collected for the report is based on seven secret roundtable sessions involving between 21 and 45 people and conducted by the center. The participants are politicians, business people, labor leaders, and academics from all three countries with equal representation. All of this is described in a CSIS report, North American Future 2025, that's the year 2025, project. Quote, the free flow of people across national borders will undoubtedly continue throughout the world as well as in North America, as will the social, political, and economic challenges that accompany this trend, says the report. Quote, in order to remain competitive in the global economy, it is imperative for the 21st century North American labor market to possess the flexibility necessary to meet industrial labor demands on a transnational basis and in a way that responds to market forces. End quote. As WorldNet Daily reported last week, the controversial Secure Borders Economic Opportunity and Immigration Reform Act of 2007, which would grant millions of illegal aliens the right to stay in the U.S. under certain conditions, contains provisions for the acceleration of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a plan for North American economic and defense integration with remarkable similarities to the Center's plan. The bill, and many of your listeners thank them very much for having contacted their elected officials last week. We did a pretty good job. The bill, as worked out by Senate and White House negotiators, cites the SPP agreement signed by Bush and his counterparts in Mexico and Canada, March 23, 2005, an agreement that has been criticized as a blueprint for building a European Union-style merger of the three countries of North America. Quote, it is the sense of Congress that the United States and Mexico should accelerate the implementation of the Partnership for Prosperity to help generate economic growth and improve the standard of living in Mexico, which will lead to reduced migration, end quote. The draft legislation states on page 211 on the version time-stamped May 18, 2007. Since agreement on the major provisions of the bill was announced late last week, a firestorm of opposition has ignited across the country. Senators and representatives are reporting heavy volumes of phone calls and emails expressing outrage with a legislation they believe represents the largest amnesty program ever contemplated by the federal government. Meanwhile, while many continue to express skepticism about a plot to integrate North America along the lines of the European Union, WorldNet Daily reported last week that 14 years ago, one of the world's most celebrated economists and management experts said it was already on the fast track and nothing could stop it. Peter Drucker, in one of his dozens of best-selling books, Post-Capitalist Society, published in 93, wrote that the European community, the progenitor of the European Union, triggered the attempt to create a North American economic community built around the United States, but integrating both Canada and Mexico into a common market. So far, this attempt is purely economic in its goal, wrote Presidential Medal of Freedom honoree Drucker, but it can hardly remain so in the long run, end quote. Drucker describes in his book the worldwide trend toward globalization that were evident back then, the creation and empowerment of transnational organizations and institutions, international environmental goals regarding carbon dioxide and agreements to fight terrorism, long before 9/11, end quote. That's a very important article, and I think people should forward it around. We've got to keep fighting this battle. I guess the legislation is going to be for the Congress. I'm glad I read an article myself of the North American Soviet Union that's on my website, pleading with people to get Congress to hold hearings on this. So at least, you know, as bad as it is, we may have the opportunity to stop it.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that this is not simply a recent idea of somebody's. This is an idea that's been around for 5,000 years, and it has been the purpose of the mystery religions, the ancient mystery religions, to create this world government. In fact, you go back to Washington, D.C., and you find out that when they laid out the architecture for the United States Capitol back in the late 1700s, why, it was all designed to point out the destiny of America. And what was the destiny of America? Well, you look at the architecture there. There is nothing Christian other than Moses, and that would be for the Jewish religion, not for the Christian religion. The purpose of America has always been to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. That's why we have 720 bases overseas. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. That's why we are, of course, in Iraq and Afghanistan today, so that we can keep our troops there indefinitely. America is going to force the whole world through the force of military might and economically into this world government unless, of course, this whole thing collapses financially and we're plunged into a genocidal world war and this nation is destroyed. But short of that, they intend to use the financial power of this country to force all nations into this one world government. But, you know, they've simply discounted God's influence on this, because I believe behind this whole incredible battle there are powerful spiritual forces as well, some demonic, and then God sitting there just waiting and watching how this thing is going to unfold. I think he knows what the final result is going to be. I certainly don't, but I believe that he does, and I believe, of course, that there are going to be terrible things happening to America. The discussion you laid out there, Charlotte, was that this was going to benefit Mexico, so there wouldn't be so much many people coming here. But, of course, the thing is, it could be very well that it will so impoverish the United States that no Mexican want to come up here because we might have a lower living standard than Mexico.
Yes, I mean, when I saw that, I thought, well, isn't that nice that we have to go through all of this in order to support, supposedly benefit Mexico? I mean, you know, the other thing, Stan, is that in my book, The Deliberate Coming Down of America, on page 112, and that's a free download if people want it, and they can also buy it from you, but I've always been fascinated. It was an old Don Bell report, 1972, and he talked about the White House conference on the industrial world held in February of that year. And
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
reading our Constitution and our official documents. But, of course, to try to change our form of government and conceal what they're doing from the American people, to lie about what their real objectives are, to get us into foreign wars, which are really being used as a diversion, and to send those boys over to Afghanistan and Iraq, just as they did, of course, in Vietnam, to fight and bleed and suffer and die and never be allowed to win the war. That, of course, is unconscionable. Vietnam was a diversion so we could socialize America. Afghanistan and Iraq are a diversion as we move away from national sovereignty towards the North American Union and then beginning to unite all of these various economic unions throughout the world into the New World Order under the control of a ruling elite. And you can be sure that Henry Kissinger and Zygmunt Brzezinski and the others already have laid out their positions because they're going to be the new leaders.
It's absolutely disgusting. And, I mean, you've been at it for years and longer than I probably, and but I've been following these people, these traitors. They are traitors, and I remember back in the early 70s when Senator William Cullen was in the U.S. Senate from Maine, right? And I came across a document which was the funding of an organization, tax exemption, Planetary Citizens.
Well, I remember that one.
Remember
sure.
that? And
yeah.
I wrote to Senator Cullen, and I said, what are we doing? Why does this have a tax exemption? And I got a letter back from him. I said, this is treason. Giving money to an organization whose goal is to put the United States under a world government, Planetary Citizens. And I got his letter back saying, no, it wasn't. He sent me the definition of treason. And anyway, then I followed him for years. And as your listeners may know, you know, he ended up, when he got out, actually, funny story, I was going to run against him as an independent. And I let it be known I was going to do that. And he got so scared because I wouldn't have won, but the Democrat would have beaten him, huh? And he got so scared of my running and him losing that he dropped out of the United States Senate. That was the cheapest race I ever had. And what happened, though, the poor American people ended up with him as Secretary of Defense. Very instrumental in the base closures. He's the one that wanted to move ahead with the latest round. He was the one pushing for that against a lot of congressional opposition. So he's a rotten, rotten traitor. I'm sorry, I have to say that. And as far as the other ones are concerned, many people know about Richard Armitage and his role in Vietnam and drugs and everything. Then Henry Kissinger, if there ever was a guy who wasn't a Soviet agent, I'd like to know. What a crowd of, and Harold Brown, former Secretary of Defense. But the point here, you know, we know, I mean, it is so obvious to me, the Cold War was a farce. Totally. Ronald Reagan got all that credit for bringing the Soviet Union down. The Soviet Union, the plans were made long before to phony bring about the Soviet Union down. And I have, in my book, on page 112, the Don Bell Report I was talking about, reported on a White House conference, this is 1972, White House conference on the industrial world held February 7th of that year. The conference was titled with A Look at Business in 1990. How many years? Almost 20 years later. Think of this, folks. This is before the world came down, right? It says, as one of the participants in that conference, Roy Ash, president of Litton Industries and chairman of the President's Advisory Council on Executive Organization, later appeared before the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce to tell West Coast businessmen what was decided at the White House conference. The billing for latter event is impressive reading. The L.A. Chamber of Commerce, in cooperation with the U.S. Department of Commerce and the White House staff, is presenting the White House conference, The World Ahead, A Look at Business, blah, blah, Los Angeles Hilton. Following, I'm not going to read all of it, but a little, is part of what Roy Ash told his Los Angeles audience in 1972. Quote, the answer is that increasing economic and business interdependence upon nations is the keynote of the next two decades of world business, decades that will see major steps towards a single world economy. Some aspects of individual sovereignty will be given over to international authority. As importantly, international agreements between the socialist and the private property economies add a different dimension to the problems for which solutions need to be found over the years ahead. But as Jean Frere, managing partner of Bank Lombard, Brussels forecasts, the socialist countries will take major steps toward joining the world economy by 1990.
Hold that, Charlotte, hold it.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Charlotte Isabay. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have to understand that this is, I'm sorry, that's the number for the next hour. This hour is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This is long-term planning. And, of course, you can't just give up part of sovereignty. You give up any part of sovereignty while you're giving up your entire claim to sovereignty. And this is not being done illegally. It's being done illegally. And, of course, the definition of treason are those who would try to change our form of government. And that's exactly what they're doing, only they're doing it by lying. They're not doing it with the military. Although they control the military, they have their people in all key positions in the military, certainly within the police force, within the FBI, within CIA. But we are the vast majority, and I think the reception we've seen to the message by Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, reflects the fact that the vast majority of the American people want to be free, they want to support our Constitution, they want to get out of Iraq, and if you want to support our men, you get them out of harm's way, and that means you get them out of the Middle East.
Absolutely, and good for, I mean, Ron Paul, I was thrilled, you know, when they had that interview with Giuliani and the polls showed really that he won, and that just threw them for a loop, and that Michigan, the head of the Republican Party in Michigan, he should be fired, and of course they shut that up quickly so as few people as possible would be aware that there was a head of a Republican state party that would recommend that someone like Ron Paul, or anyone for that matter, should be silenced and not allowed in the debate. So that shows where the Republican Party is. And you and I know, Stan, that there's just no difference between the two parties at this point. And just recently on the bill to withdraw from Iraq, we certainly saw what happened there. And it's just a total tragedy and nothing short. Even if Ron Paul, if we could get him in there and get him to the convention, he's a great man. He is without even running for president. He's our great American now. We only have one, don't we? Like Ron Paul. And I think that what happened, we should be really grateful. We should thank the Michigan head of the Republican Party because Ron Paul got more publicity out of that than he probably will get all the way through the convention. And that's great. A few people found out there was this wonderful congressman from Texas who has voted against all the rotten bills, who read the Patriot Act, one of two people, I believe, who read it. And there are people out there who didn't know he existed, and I think there is hope there.
And let me just comment that he is going to be, Ron Paul is going to be one of the people who's being on the Bill Maher program tonight on HBO. And I think that's at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Right.
That's HBO, 8 o'clock Pacific time tonight, Bill Maher program. Go there, watch it, and let's hope he does as well there as he's done elsewhere.
That's right. You know, you were talking about how they do this gradually, and their goal going back hundreds and hundreds of years has been a world system, which would obviously be a dictatorship without any of the protections that we have under our Constitution. But in 1968, an incredible speech was made by Richard Gardner. He was a former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and Ambassador to Italy, and it was called the United Nations and Alternative Formulations. And I think I'm just going to read this because it's short, and this is what has been going on. This is why they haven't been telling us the truth at all, and they've moved slowly, gradualism. He said, quote, "In short, we are likely to do better by building our house of world order from the bottom up rather than the top down. It will look like a great, booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, is likely to get us to world order faster than the old-fashioned frontal attack."
Well, of course, any of our listeners who'd like to actually read that, this is the April issue of Foreign Affairs Magazine, 1974, where he also said exactly that. April 1974, Foreign Affairs Magazine. If you don't have it, we'll be glad to send you the pages, where he talks about doing this end run around national sovereignty. That still is treason, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Richard Gardner, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Rhodes Scholar, dedicated, as so many of these people are, to this alternative form of government, which is the Platonic idea laid out by Plato in his Republic, where you will have a ruling oligarchy, a one-world ruler, and everybody else will be enslaved. That's just what they want. But believe me, they're not going to be the feudal slaves.
No, no. Anyway, it's moving fast, and if I recall correctly, I think Lenin and Stalin, they spelled it out very correctly. They said you'd build the regions separately. Well, the countries would have to go socialist. Then you develop the regions. And then the regions, as we're seeing right now, and there's a region out in the Pacific. They've got the region in the Middle East that they're putting in now. That's why we're occupying. going there. All these regions, which will be socialist, are socialist, most of them, will then merge together into one world system. And that is the plan. And although it was, of course, we know that the communists always were supported by the capitalists. I mean, Dr. Stan knows that better than anybody. And the revolution was funded by the United States, a great amount of it. And so what we're looking at is we've been totally taken, the majority of Americans taken to the cleaners, not educated about what is going on, absolutely lied to, and of course, if there was any American history to help Americans understand that this system is alien, that would have been fortunate, but there wasn't. They never didn't instruct in what was going on, didn't teach the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. As I've always said, if you don't know what your rights are under the Constitution, when they take it away from you, whatever right it is, you're never going to know it was taken away from you because you didn't know it. You had it in the first place.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I'd like to know what you out there in the audience are thinking about this move towards globalism, the fact that they're going to try to take this into Congress. But, of course, they're not going to tell them the master plan. They're going to say, look, if we could just build up the economy in Mexico, then, of course, the Mexicans would want to be coming up here. That would solve the problem of migration. They don't call it immigration or illegal immigration. They call it migration. Go ahead.
I mean, they really, it's such an insult to our intelligence, but of course they know that the majority of the American people are really not very well educated, because they've done it. They're the ones who dumbed down the country. If you check the names there of all the people involved, they're closely involved in the deliberate dumbing down of America. I mean, when you look at the higher level National Education Association, who would ever believe that they would be in bed with their so-called enemy, David Rockefeller. But all of that evidence is in my book as well. Look under in the index, under Cardinal Principles of the NEA, and you will find a paper written in 1976 that they claim they never published. It was in NEA Today, where it says, it gives the whole list of George Bundy, David Rockefeller, leading educators, Benjamin Bloom, Theodore Sizer, people at the NEA, all in bed together. And so when you realize that the groups that you felt all along were opposed to what's going on in the corporate sector, we all thought that the NEA would be opposed to these people. No, they're not. And that brings you to school choice. Because then again, the NEA at the top supports, believe it or not, school choice. They're not stupid. They just jump ship. Jump right into the charter school or into the private charter school that's being funded by the federal government. They're not going to lose anything. They've got to have teachers. So we've been totally had. And I hope people will buy my book. You can get it from Dr. Stan. He's got the book. Buy it and get the research, because it's all there. A lot of political documents are in my book on education as well, because really you can't draw a line between the two. And the goal has always been for the public school system, not always, excuse me, but ever since the late 1800s, for the public school system to educate towards a totalitarian world system. We take our orders from UNESCO, United Nations. And I was in the U.S. Department of Education. I saw all the documents. I leaked one. I was dismissed because I leaked a document, an important one. But I saw them all going back, not just when I was in the department under Ronald Reagan, but the documents I saw went all the way back 20 and 30 years and forward. So I can just assure you that the goal of American education has never been to give your children an academic education so they would have upward mobility. I said never been again, which was wrong for me, but ever since the late 1800s, it has been to train, to brainwash, behavior modification. Now, you may say, I have to admit, there have been wonderful American teachers in the public school system, and they fought this and fought this, and some are still fighting it. But the goal, unfortunately, coming out of Washington, or later, you know, in the 1880s, coming out of Europe, but later in the 1930s and 40s, and later 60s, the goal has always been education for world government.
Well, I think that a lot of people say, what's wrong with world government? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if everybody had the same benefits that we did? But they don't understand what they really want to do is bring the benefits that they have in, you know, in Rhodesia, in Zimbabwe, you know, to the United States, in Zimbabwe, where we installed the government there back in 1980, where today they have 3,700% inflation a year. They're going to destroy our economic system. They're going to destroy the value of your currency. They're going to destroy the value of your pension, of everything you have materially. And then who will you look to solve the problem? Why, you look to the very people who created the problem and have impoverished and enslaved you. And, of course, they're going to create violence here, and then they're going to say, gee, there's violence, we can't have that. And then they're going to declare a dictatorship, because when liberty leads to a loss of order, then the demand for order leads to a loss of liberty. They know exactly what they're doing. They take it step by step. And, of course, because they control the media, because they control some of the finest so-called conservative commentators, the Michael Medveds and the Sean Hannitys and the Rush Limbaughs. Why, of course, the average American really has no grasp of this. And until they can begin to learn to think on their own, to begin to see how they're being manipulated by, for instance, you call Michael Medved now when you talk about this sort of thing, about the move towards world government, and he will ridicule, he will demonize you, but he'll never discuss the real issues, because the last thing they want is an intelligent discussion. That's why they hate Ron Paul so much.
Yes, and what Michael Medved going after Lou Dobbs, and, you know, really, what a nerve, going after some people who are highly respected. That was amazing to me, that I had not realized he was that bad until that happened. Who knows, though, there is some light on the horizon. I mean, with the bill, the postponing of the, amnesty bill last week, that probably was due to all of your callers and people all over the country who got mad and called. Yeah, that is true, isn't it, Stan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and the same thing certainly can happen when this... I'm not as surprised that this elitist group that's working to get legislation to put us under the new American Soviet Union, that they let us... that it came out, the information came out, so that we really could... We have plenty of time to prepare to fight this thing. Whether they'll listen to, I don't know what they'll do. I mean, what if we shut down all congressional switchboard for a whole week with demands that this thing go absolutely nowhere? It's not going to be amended or anything. It's just going to be trashed.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to give up, because they have a way of coming back again like a bad penny.
Oh, that's not coming back.
But at least for the time being, we have a little respite, and so we've just got to keep pushing here. And every day we delay means another day we have to begin to reach people across America.
Correct.
And I believe that there is beginning to be an awakening.
I agree with you.
And so people, you know, are beginning to wake up, and as every person who wakes up can then begin to telling others. Mm-hmm. And we have the facilities, we have the material, and we have the documentation on what is behind this, and not only what's behind it from an educational and financial point of view, but what's behind it spiritually.
And
some people, when they begin to see it from the spiritual point of view, it all begins to make sense. Of course it makes sense, because it's true. And there really is a battle between good and evil that's being waged today. You go ahead.
You know, well, I was just going to say what you said. It is a spiritual battle. And I have to admit that I did not really become deeply religious until I worked in the as a school board member. And when I saw that they were pouring billions and billions of dollars into the school system to destroy Christianity, I said to myself, oh, wow. Christianity must be very, very important.
Well, it really is the key to the whole thing. But,
right.
You know, it's hard to get people to see that. But, yeah, I think more and more are beginning to see it and understand it.
Yep. Well,
you've got about a minute and a half to finish up the program, Charlotte.
Well, I'd like to ask your listeners to go to both of the websites, deliberatedumbingdown.com. That's the one for my book. And a lot of my articles are there, too, on the National ID. And, oh, I like the one that's called Walk Like a Duck, Talk Like a Duck, about President Bush, how he's really putting in the communist agenda. Nobody would ever dream that he could do that, would they? And then the other website is AmericanDeception.com, and that's a great website. That has the 9,000 pages of the Reese Committee investigation in 1953 of the foundations, and many other wonderful Don Bell reports, Maureen Heaton's great book, great report on community education by Ruth Feld, which is the community education report is terribly important because that's the agenda for the future. Lifelong learning under the United Nations.
Charlotte, is that available? No, I think, what is it, $50 for a CD? Is all that on that CD?
Yes, and it's a PDF. My son made this available, the PDF. You won't have to spend all the time downloading.
Well, we're going to have it for $50.
PDF.
We're
on the DVD, you know, the disc.
Right. It's
yeah.
A CD-ROM.
Yeah. So that's a great buy for people. In fact, he's got
hold
it.
Hold
on
for
a
time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio WD is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to help finance. This is at 5 hours a day, I think probably more than anybody else out there across America, why we are on radio stations somewhere, or internet, or shortwave, or satellite, and you can actually listen to us 9 hours a day at Global Star. That's Global Star. You can pick them up at www.globalstar, or you can certainly go to radioliberty.com and pick up Global Star there and listen 9 hours a day. And then, of course, Joyce Riley's there, a couple of other people on that 24-hour feed. Or you can get them short. You can get our internet programs archived, or you can get them on MP3. And we do hope that many of you out there will get the information and help us to spread it out across America. And, of course, we are primarily listener-supported. We need your help, and we'll do a better job if we do have your help and support. Then, of course, we also hope many of you will want to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look at the various items we carry. We do carry, of course, the Berkey products. We carry health food products. We carry emergency food products, and we'll be glad to send you catalogs on those. But if you don't have your emergency food supplies, you don't have your water barrels or the pumps and those other things, don't put it off. I fear, I could be wrong, but I fear we're going to war with Iran before long, and there could be terrible consequences in this country. And to pull this thing off, they're going to have some sort of a major terrorist attack in America to get the American people behind the government as we go to war with the Islamo-fascists. That new word that they've created to generate hatred on the part of the American people towards Muslims throughout the world. And it's just as they're working in the Muslim countries to create hatred for America. That's how you get a war going. You get everybody hating everybody else because these people hate hatred. And that's why they promote hatred so that we can, well, I'm not going to get into that. Now, you to understand this, you need to get our talks on the Forbidden Secret. If you haven't got this DVD or VHS, you need to get it, The Forbidden Secret. Of course, Brotherhood of Darkness is a classic. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, two full-length DVDs. One's almost 3 hours, the other's 2.5 hours. Unforgettable experiences. But what you're going to get here is an understanding of how it fits together. You'll want to get Chris Pinto's very excellent VHS, which we have right now, of the Atlantis Connection, Constance Cumby's DVD or VHS, The Emergence, about the coming world leader, and then, of course, we have a four-tape set with Constance, who probably knows more about the New Age, about the occult movement in America than anybody else I know. Always a pleasure to have her there, and she's got a pretty good idea who that man of sin is going to be. Is she right? I don't know, but it's fascinating to listen to her talk. And they believe, and I'm talking about the people on the other side, believe this is coming down the line very, very rapidly, and there's going to be a great falling away in the church. And I believe there is a great falling away in the church right today. You need to get, Chris, some of the new DVD we have on yoga in the Christian church. You need to get the four-tape set on the secret behind the secret. This movement that's sweeping America sold 4 million books on the secret, and we're going to tell you what the secret is and, of course, why you want to avoid it. And that's the four-tape set or four-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. Nobody else has got anything like it. Certainly, so many books there. There's Satanic Crimes. Certainly, Malachi Martin's wonderful book, Hostage to the Devil. But go to our website. Look at what we have. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Remember the conspiracy conference this weekend in Santa Clara, and we'll see you there. So we'll be back in just a moment here with the next hour of Radio Liberty.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you.
Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station we're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And well, right now we have Elizabeth Border on the line, who does a program on Genesis and has been on the front lines of trying to get the information out by radio for many years. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you, and it's so good to have seen your latest DVD, The Forbidden Secret. It's an important DVD, and I believe that we are really seeing events step up in this last week. In your DVD, you made the statement, most people don't know what's going on. And as I look at some of the news from this week, the new presidential directive giving Bush dictatorial power, that's certainly something for great concern. Bush authorizes new covert action against Iran. That's out of the blotter, Brian Ross and Richard Esposito. And then, of course, we have this problem with the fish. And I like another one of your DVDs very much, None Dare Call It Genocide, and we have the Great Lakes Fish Virus. So these are some of the things that make me see how very important it is for your listeners and my listeners, because you, as you know, we're doing sort of a joint venture here tonight, that eventually this program may reach the listeners of the Divided Kingdom too. But as we know, that most people outside of our listenership don't realize the gravity of what we're facing, do they?
No, they certainly don't, and that is why we need to keep as many people we can on radio and internet and shortwave and satellite, because, of course, I think more and more people are beginning to realize that something is seriously wrong, and then, of course, they fall into the hands of the Michael Medveds or the Michael Savages, or what I like to refer to as the finest communicasters that money can buy. And they never get the answers. That's why they have to get in the hands of people like yourself and others on the Genesis Network or other networks and begin to get the truth and understanding the real forces behind the scenes, because there really is an organized effort to bring about a new world order and a new world religion.
And, of course, you are the preeminent authority with your many years of research. Didn't you tell us it was around the year 1962 when you began to wake up?
1962, June or July of 62. Yet it's been a fascinating 45 years.
Yes, and in your new DVD, you discussed Operation Keelhaul, and that was something I had never known a thing about till I heard your programs. Maybe you would want to get into that a little bit, what it was.
Well, of course, at the end of the Second World War, there were about 6 million Russians who had actually been taken captive by the Nazis, or they had gone over to the Nazis because they hated communism, and some of them were living in American camps or in Canada and in England and Europe, and they were forcibly rounded up and sent back to Russia to be killed. And 2 million of them were immediately killed. 2 million were sent to Siberia to die. 2 million could never get another job. And this was, of course, to intimidate with the Russian people and, convince them there was no hope. And, of course, this was done under orders of the President of the United States, under the orders of Winston Churchill. And many of the people, the military officers who were involved, were just furious, but there was nothing they could do.
And that seems to be the ongoing...
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMIncorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMIncorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMIncorporated.com. Do it now.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Hold that just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Porter, and basically Elizabeth was going to ask me some questions, and then, of course, perhaps use this tape on one of her programs. So you go ahead, Elizabeth.
Well, we know about Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati and that long-range plan. And we know that there are so many secret societies and so much interweaving of these powers of darkness that you tell about so well in your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And what I'm thinking here is that you've already discussed on some programs, and I think it would be very good if you gave a short synopsis of this, the way that we did purchase our enemies and how people didn't realize what was going on during the various wars, particularly Vietnam, how we were helping the other side.
Well, I think that this is so difficult for the average American to believe. But if you stop and think about Vietnam, the United States was the most powerful nation in the world. And here we were up against a little country the size of the state of Mississippi, North Vietnam. We fought them for 10 years, and we lost the war now. How would you possibly do that unintentionally? Well, the reason that this happened was because the people in Washington, D.C. didn't want to win the war. They didn't go there to win the war. The war was fought as a diversion. And if anybody doubts that, why, of course, it's all written up in an article in Foreign Affairs magazine, which is what the elite read. That's not for common people like you and I, Elizabeth. This is for the elite in the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. The lead article is written by McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, a Luciferian organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is founded in the occult, close friend of Secretary of War Stimson, who was responsible for the betrayal of America into the World War II, in fact, they wrote a book together called On Watch, Stimson and certainly McGeorge Bundy. But in that article, McGeorge Bundy says it very, very clearly. We're in the middle of a socialist revolution in America, and a social revolution, and it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we must make a choice between guns and butter, between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our domestic programs. Because exactly the opposite is the case. Anyone believes in the great new departures in health and education and welfare in the cause of true equality should not strengthen the hand of the opposition by saying we should get out of Vietnam. Persistence in Vietnam is the road home, and pulling out of Vietnam would lead strong reaction to our policies. So
why do I get a certain deja vu? Haven't I heard these same things said lately by Condoleezza Rice and others?
Absolutely. In fact, the war over in Iraq and Iran is obviously Afghanistan and Iraq is simply a diversion as we move towards the American Union here. And we've been fighting for 5.5 years in Afghanistan and well over 4 years in Iraq. And we're not trying to win the wars. We didn't go there to win the war. We never sent in enough men. We never get them adequate supplies. The rules of engagement have prevented us from doing what was right. But, Elizabeth, the most important thing about Vietnam is you have to understand, and this is covered in my March of 2007 newsletter, and it simply recounts the testimony that Professor Anthony Sutton, who was a personal friend of mine, gave before the Republican convention in 1972. There was a platform committee, and he pointed out the United States was funding and supplying weapons and technology to the communists during the Vietnam War. The communists in Russia then were funding the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese were funding the Viet Cong, were killing the American boys in the rice paddies and fields of South Vietnam, exactly as today the United States is funding the Pakistani government. The Pakistani government is funding Pakistani intelligence. Pakistani intelligence is funding the Taliban, and the Taliban are killing American boys in the poppy fields and the villages of Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again.
And the ultimate goal, is it to bring chaos and then the New World Order?
Well, it's all about globalism. I mean, right now, of course, they want to keep the war going. I mean, after all, if they wanted to end the war, we could have ended it any time. We really wanted to end the war. And if you want to get our boys out of harm's way, you pull them out of there. If you want to leave them in harm's way, you leave them there. If you want to support our boys, get them out of harm's way. Just pull them out of the country. We created the chaos over there. A lot of it's being, I believe, intentionally precipitated. We're funding the Sunnis, and the Sunnis are the major source of killing the Americans over there. There's only about between 1,300 and 2,000 al-Qaeda in all of Iraq today. and they're largely being funded by our good friends, the Saudis, who are good friends of the Bush family. So you have to understand it's all a put-on. We are doing everything we can to recruit people into the terrorist movement. There were relatively few al-Qaeda terrorists before we invaded the Muslim countries, but we knew full well that this would recruit people to the terrorist cause, that it has. And today, of course, Turkey is on the verge of a revolution. Today, certainly, Pakistan is on the verge of a revolution, as is Saudi Arabia, as is Kuwait, as is Egypt. If any of those countries were to have truly free and representative elections, every one of them would be taken over by the radical Islamists, the ones that we have been promoting by our policies intentionally, because we have to have an enemy if we're going to, of course, go into World War III. And I really believe that this is the ultimate goal, is plunging the world into a terrible, terrible Third World War. And out of the horror and carnage will come the demand for a one-world government. That was the purpose of the First World War. That was the purpose of the Second World War. That was the purpose of Korea and Vietnam. And that is the purpose of the current war in the Middle East.
And I might just bring up an article that we were looking at from the blotter, if I may, from May 23rd by Brian Roth and Richard Esposito, and I'll just give you a few excerpts. The CIA has received secret presidential approval to mount a covert black operation to destabilize the Iranian government. Current and former officials in the intelligence community tell the blotter on ABCnews.com. The sources who spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitive nature of the subject say President Bush has signed a non-lethal presidential finding that puts into motion a CIA plan that reportedly includes a coordinated campaign of propaganda, disinformation, and manipulation of Iran's currency and international financial transactions. I can't confirm or deny whether such a program exists or whether the president signed it, but it would be consistent with an overall American approach trying to find ways to put pressure on the regime, said Bruce Riedel, a recently retired CIA senior official who dealt with Iran and other countries in the region. And, of course, they went on to say that a National Security Council spokesperson, Gordon Jandro, said that the White House doesn't comment on intelligence matters, and a CIA spokesperson said, as a matter of course, we do not comment on allegations of covert activity. But we've been getting a lot of reports for quite a while, haven't we, that there is covert activity and there's a lot of preparation going on over there.
Absolutely. In fact, we've mentioned this several times in our newsletter. Anybody can go to RadioLiberty.com, pull down our newsletters. Actually, we've been funding the opposition. We've been funding movements in the Kurdish part of Iran, because part of it, Iran, is Kurdish, and then there's a Turkmen area, and there's certainly there are other areas. There's Baluchistan area. There are four or five areas of Iran that really don't want to be affiliated with Iran, but of course, and that's where our special forces are actually working over there, preparing maps of the targeted areas for when we strike Iran. But we've been actually funding the opposition. We, of course, are doing everything we can to put sanctions on. We are, for all intents and purposes, at war with Iran. We just haven't told the American people, you put sanctions on to a country, you prevent them from getting funded from other countries, you interfere with their ability to utilize their bank deposits in other countries, you are at war with that country. We just can't tell the American people. We're doing everything we can to promote a war with Iran, because the leaders of our country, in opposition to the feeling of the American people, want a war with Iran. But what is even more frightening to me is the fact that the leaders of Iran want a war with the United States, which doesn't make sense unless you understand the spiritual forces working behind the scenes that are moving the entire world towards this terrible, terrible, horrible, bloody conflict. And if anybody has any question about this, let me suggest my February newsletter. It's up on the Internet. And you don't have to read what I say. I simply quote what they say. Who are they? Are there people like Alice Bailey and people like Peter LeMessurier? And these are people who are in contact with the other dimension, with the demonic dimension, and they're simply, well, Alice Bailey, of course, channeled some 25 books from a demonic being known as Joakul. And there she tells you that we are moving towards this war. It's only a matter of time where the Jewish religion and the Christian religion and, of course, the Muslim religion will all be destroyed in this final conflict that's coming, and I believe it's coming very, very soon. Remember, this is coming from the demons. This is coming from truly demonic forces. Now, a lot of people don't believe in another dimension. A lot of people don't even believe in God. But I will tell you, the longer I live and the more longer I'm involved in this battle, the more I realize that we're not involved in a political struggle or a cultural battle. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield.
I agree with you heartily on that.
And until people understand the spiritual component of what's going on, none of this makes sense. Why would the Iranians want to get involved in a war with America? Well, obviously Ahmadinejad and the other Iranian leaders do, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Elizabeth Porter.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal form is like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, I'm with us is Elizabeth Porter. And actually, Elizabeth is going to be asking me some questions because she wants to use this DVD on her program, which is put out over Genesis. But she was just talking about our latest talk, which is on DVD and VHS. It's called Forbidden Secret, and certainly it's one of my favorite because it summarizes this 5,000-year battle that's been going on, since Nimrod tried to build his Temple of Babel, and how the mystery religions are an outgrowth of Nimrod's efforts and the efforts by the Egyptians and Babylonians and Persians and Assyrians and so many other groups to harness this power, this mysterious power from the dark side, from the spiritual side. And then, of course, we see the Kabbalah, which was actually the codifying of all these ancient mysteries and carried forward to the Christian Gnostics and then through the Templars and the Rosicrucians and the Masons and the Illuminati, but right up to exactly what's going on in the world today. And when you understand that, so much of this makes sense and explains why we are over there in the Middle East today.
Exactly. You know, I heard Officer Jack McClam today mention that there's quite an effort by the Masons to chip the children, to avoid so-called missing children. So we can see that these ancient secret societies are not dormant. They are working. And I believe that, the day my husband drove down the road and he saw, it's going to escape me, the new Christ, which is the one. You saw it on a bumper sticker that person is coming. The one Benjamin Krim.
Well, that's Maitreya.
Yes, Maitreya. So, I think that these spirits, these ascended masters in all of this realm of Satan, it is active. And, getting back to your wonderful DVD, The Forbidden Secret, there's another element, too, that I thought was so interesting. You brought out the theme throughout that this chaos was really like a world revolution, and they were seeking it time after time, beginning with the French Revolution. Maybe you'd kind of update us on what you see. How will that play out then in Iran and so forth?
Well, of course, this whole move towards the world revolution really began with the American Revolution and then the French Revolution. The difference between the American Revolution and the French Revolution was the strong Protestant representation here in the United States, and instead of the destruction of the religious belief as they tried to bring out in France at the time of the French Revolution, why, of course, with the American Revolution, why they actually included the Christian belief in almost everything that went on at that time. Now, the same spiritual forces were here in America. They were over there in France, but in France they were predominant. Here in America, the occult influence was very small. However, the world revolution, this idea, which is really founded not in the Enlightenment, not in the teachings of Voltaire and Rousseau, as they would try to convince you in college, but really in the occult, has continued since the time of the French Revolution. Now, for the people who really like to study this, it's covered in a wonderful book, written by the Librarian of Congress, a member of the CFR, a brilliant scholar who's certainly no conservative, and certainly, in my way of looking at it, certainly doesn't represent the Christian point of view at all. But his name is James H. Billington. He used to run the Smithsonian Institute. Now he runs Library of Congress, and he basically says, this whole world revolution began when, of course, the aristocrats of Europe began to move their lighted candles from the Christian altars then onto the Masonic altars. And, of course, we saw the world revolution continue to spread throughout Europe in the years leading up to the First World War and then after the First World War. And the First World War was fought to perpetuate the revolution. We saw the revolution in Russia, in Austria-Hungary. We saw the revolution in Germany, and we saw the destruction of the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire. We saw a revolution in Italy. And that was the purpose of the First World War, was to destroy the existing social order. And, of course, in Great Britain, it led to the imposition of a socialist society. And then, of course, communism come about, and then it began to spread the revolutionary movement throughout the world, funded directly by the United States. But, of course, we couldn't let the American people know that, because we had to have an enemy that we could, of course, fight with. And then after the Second World War, which was totally contrived, it was American corporations who funded Adolf Hitler. The Emperor of Japan was a member of the occult order of the Garter. And, of course, he was never punished for his involvement in what happened at that time. And then after the Second World War, we had the Communist Revolution in China, of course, the revolutions in Eastern Europe, and the revolutions continue to this.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Elizabeth was simply asking about this new directive, this presidential directive and Homeland Security directive that came out last week. I believe it was 51, the presidential directive, and 21, the Homeland Security directive. But this is all part of a program, of course, to create a dictatorship in America. And that is why they are rejuvenating the Japanese concentration camps. That is why they paid Halliburton $385 million to build new concentration camps. That is why many of the old military bases now have been converted into potential concentration camps by turning the barbed wire so not to keep people out of the old military bases, but to keep them in the old military bases. And there was a movie not too long ago. It was called The Field of Dreams. It was the idea that if you build a baseball field, they will come. Well, if we build concentration camps, and we are building them all across America, why, they intend to fill them up. And you may say, well, George Bush would never do that, and maybe you're right. But what happens if we end up with Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States? Or Ted Kennedy, or certainly some of the other Democrats who really aren't concerned about individual freedom. So I think that we really have to be very, very understanding. There are people who want a dictatorship in America, and behind that, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America, and why shouldn't he? I mean, where is the... our leaders, our religious leaders, our conservative leaders, speaking out against torture? The only person who spoke out in the debate against torture that I heard was Ron Paul, and all the rest of the Republican candidates, with the exception perhaps of John McCain, favor torture. And if it's all right for us to torture them, then it's all right for them to torture our prisoners and kill them, as we actually tortured people to death over in Iraq, and they got off, people who did it got off scot-free. They tortured to death an Iraqi Air Force general, and the man who did it was exonerated because he said, gee, oh, shucks, after torturing him a couple of days, I didn't really mean to kill him. He hadn't told me anything yet. I just suffocated him. And when the American was exonerated, why, applause broke out there in the courtroom. And I, at that point, I was ashamed to be an American.
Yes, we see something so diabolically different from the America we knew. And last spring, when I interviewed Jack McClam, he told about something, and I wanted him to reaffirm that this year. Recently, we had a program on April 12th, I believe. I asked him to tell about the shovels again, and he said that his reports were that some of the soldiers sent over to Iraq, they were instructed to just shoot civilians, just shoot them, but they were then to throw out shovels so that it would look as though when they found the corpses that these people were planting IEDs. So, you know, if we have things like this, and then the problem at Haditha, all of these different things, we can see that Satan is transforming our country. Our military is not what it was with those farm boys in World War II who had grown up knowing about Jesus Christ. Everything is moving towards something rather evil. But that doesn't mean we can't pray. And I looked again at what you said near the end of your DVD, The Forbidden Secret. You said about getting into the scriptures, number one, and to get involved in this fight to stand up against the evil. You said there is a God and there is a devil. And you said about the spiritual nature of the battle we're in. So, you know, we can really see that we're in this battle. And still the church leaders of our country sleep. They don't want to talk. Actually, today, in hearing again Jack McClam on Alex Jones's program, reported that a very high evangelical leader, and he did name the man, he has a letter. Jack McClam has a letter from this person, and you would know who it is. He asked him to take a stand about something very important, and the man said no, he would lose money. Well, as long as we have that kind of attitude, how can we get the truth out to the people in the churches?
Well, I think we have a real problem today. Because the churches, I think, should be speaking out against injustice. And certainly they should be speaking out against torture. They're not speaking out against torture. War is hell. War brings out the worst in people. War is designed to kill people and destroy things. And there's no way you can get around that. And so, you know, when you're in the war, you kill whoever you have to, even if it's innocent civilians, because you've got to protect your own men. that is the commander's function there. And this is what's so terrible about the whole situation, because, of course, we have this war being carried out in the civilian areas over there. And I understand why they're doing what they're doing, but you can't justify it. And if you have to, you're going to say, I will not fight in what I believe is an unjust war. And yet, of course, I've been to meetings where we've been told, oh, this is a just war. All of our wars are just wars. We're always the good guys and they're always the bad guys. And that really isn't true any more than the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki could be justified when the Japanese have been trying to surrender for six months and our leaders would not let them surrender. The invasion of Iwo Jima and Nagasaki were unnecessary because the Japanese were trying to surrender. And the only stipulation they had was that Hirohito not be tried as a war criminal. And, of course, we weren't going to try him anyway because he was part of the Order of the Garter, a secret occult organization. But they wanted as much carnage and horror as possible, and as many Americans and Japanese to die, because out of that horror would come the demand for a world government. Out of the horror would come the demand for the United Nations. When do you understand that all of the wars are being fought to bring about this world government? So we fight wars to bring about peace, or the perpetual war for perpetual peace is a title of a book written by Harry Elmer Barnes, and I think it's a good explanation of what's going on. Until the American people understand that the major thrust of American foreign policy and the policy of the groups that really rule our government, like the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Masonic influence, and the Skull and Bones and the myriad of others, the common denominator behind all of them is that plan of the ancient mystery religions for a one-world government and a one-world religion. Once you understand that, you understand everything going on. Everybody talks about they're taking God and prayer out of our schools, but nobody ever tells people why they took God out of our schools. Was it because it was unconstitutional? Well, it had never been unconstitutional before the legislation in 1962. No, they took God out of our schools because they wanted to destroy the religious foundation of America, because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years. And none of our religious leaders has the courage to say that, because they don't want to get people mad at them. And yet you have to speak the truth, and you have to have far more fear of God than you do, of course, of either government or your contemporaries.
Yes,
so we have to speak the truth and depend upon God for his protection.
Yes, and, you know, I believe that because we're not doing that as a nation, these church leaders and others, I believe that God is letting things come upon us more and more. You know, I think the plagues are coming. The Great Lakes fish virus, the hemorrhagic septicemia, I believe, causing the internal bleeding in fish. And, you know, here a few years ago, we realized in Maryland, the rockfish here had sores, and it sounded to me like a kind of a wasting disease, frankly. So we know that lots and lots of these things seem to come out of laboratories, and you've documented that so well. You have so many interesting books. And so, you know, I think that these evils, and we don't really know what's coming down on us in the chemtrails. Frankly, I've been disappointed that more people haven't ordered my book, Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails, because I think that it's almost masochistic not to want to know. I accumulated as much information as I could on what may be some of the purposes and some of the ingredients in these things, and I don't believe it can be good. You know, last week I went out and I trimmed off, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, my azaleas in front of the house, and I wish you would have seen the terrible blue mold on the dead branches. You know, we know that we're under some things that can't be good, but as you say, it's a spiritual battle, and I don't believe God will continue to protect us in big or little ways. These chemtrails may be very little compared to what we're really going to face later, but we won't turn away from abortion.
we won't really speak out. The real ministers of this country have not taken their part, and that's why people like Lou Blanchard and me, I'm a former reading specialist. Why should I be a minister? I'm not a minister, but I am a watchman, and I believe God called me because I want to tell the truth. I want people to repent. I want them to turn back away from these things. We could still have our beautiful country back. You remember what it was like when you were growing up.
You know, it's very interesting. Speaking of that, Elizabeth, it was just this last week I got an email from a minister who listened to our program for a long time, and he had begun to speak out in his church. Apparently it was the Southern Baptist Church, and because he began to speak out about the issues that affect the people and their lives and what's going on in our nation, why, of course, he was fired from his church. And as he said to me, you know, I'm a minister, this is all I've ever wanted to be, and yet I'll never be able to get another church in this denomination. Do you have any suggestions? And I told him I do, absolutely. You know, you get yourself a job to support yourself, you start putting on Bible studies in your own home, and gradually try to bring people, because there are a lot of people out there who are very unhappy about what's happening in the churches, but they can't find a church that's going to speak out on issues and are going to preach the Word of God. I mean, so much of our religion today is entertainment and making everybody feel good. Never mention we're sinners, that we need a Savior. And, of course, you know, giving the more liberal interpretation of the scriptures, and then, of course, the bongo music and this experiential Christianity, and of course, everything, of course, is organized along the lines of Peter Drucker, and, of course, it's a management technique, has nothing to do with Christianity. Peter Drucker was a transformational Marxist who laid out the template for the church growth movement. Well, there are a lot of people who don't want that. And we're going to have ministers are just going to have to start from scratch, and good people are going to have to back them. And, of course, because you can start out with a very small contingent and gradually build into a great church, but you have to find people that believe, as you do, that there's a problem, and the purpose of the church is to speak out, not to simply go along with everything. And because right at the present time, the church is irrelevant. It is playing no part at all with the war, other than supporting the war. It's playing no part at all as far as the torture, other than tacitly supporting torture. It is playing no part at all in, of course, the plan to destroy the moral values of our society. Most of the Christians are certainly backing the Republicans, who have the same moral position as the as the Democrats. And if you really look, the Republicans are putting out far more for abortion than the Democrats ever did, and far more for population control. But, of course, the average individual doesn't know that. They have the idea the Republicans are good and the Democrats are bad. And the truth of the matter is, both political parties are controlled by the same people. What we need are men of God who have the courage to stand for what's right. And I hope and pray there'll be more and more who will.
I do, too. And I believe that your program is a very, very important one. And I hope that people will get the word out more and more about your program and about your materials. Because, you know, we've been now in this fight about 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we find that we think some people are controlled opposition. Some people are partly insincere. Some are sort of sold out in other ways. We really believe that you have integrity, and we really know that you are giving the Christian message. You're not promoting New Age as an answer. We hear that sometimes. We hear, well, gee, we need a new world order that has the one that we can worship. We can all get together. We can play the Beatles songs, and there will be. But that's not the answer.
Well, why don't you put in a plug for your book right at the present time? Because, of course, it's a two-volume book. And, of course, you've got some excellent sections in there on so many of the issues that we talk about here at Radio Liberty.
Well, thank you. And, of course, it is available at your ministry. I believe $32 postpaid gets both books. And in the first book, I detail pretty well in my chapter on religion about Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and all of those connections that I think will be very clear. And I think I have an excellent chapter on the environmentalism movement. Now, it's taking over very much. And I have a good chapter on education. Then there's a chapter in Book 1 about the stereotypes, how Christians one day will be demonized here the way the Jews were before the Holocaust. So there's quite a bit. And also in that first book, I do tell the story that I still believe is credible of the Bible found at the Flight 93 crash site, because my elderly mother spotted this in the newspaper, and later the FBI did not want to discuss this. This Bible was found open to kings, the splitting of the kingdom, and I believe that that is a parable. We're at a turning point here, and I believe the more knowledge we can know and share, the better. So I do hope that people will buy my books. And, of course, Book 2 details the chemtrails.
Now, what's the name of the book again?
The first book is Patriots Warning 1, America Attacked. And then Book 2 is Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails. And, of course, they're available at Radio Liberty.
All right, that's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And they really are excellent books. We've read them both, and Elizabeth's done a great job. And, of course, Elizabeth and her husband are just two people, but they're people who care enough, and they've made a great personal sacrifice of time and of their limited resources to be on the radio and many times broadcast my programs on their outlets. But, you know, they have to, of course, buy their time on the radio, and so it certainly behooves you, if you possibly can, to buy their books. That will help them, and so that they can continue doing what they're doing. We have to help one another if we really care. And maybe you can do the same thing, or maybe you're not in a position to do it, or maybe you don't have the talent to do it. Well, then help Elizabeth and her border and her husband. What's your telephone number? If people would like to get in touch with you, Elizabeth.
Well, we don't give out our phone number, but they can call Genesis at 877-996-4327, and they can leave messages. And we have a website, thedividedkingdom.org.
Dividedkingdom.org.
They can contact our webmistress and get to us, thedividedkingdom.org.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a minute to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You too.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, a little different program. Elizabeth had asked if we would do a program like this so she could use it on her program. So I agreed to let her interview me rather than me interviewing her. Well, this is the time when we need to remind you Radio Liberty is still primarily listener-financed. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, but we hope that if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family or subscribe to our newsletter, you do that. And we hope you'll want to get my new talk on The Forbidden Secret. We also hope you'll want to get the four-tape set on The Secret Behind the Secret, and this is four tapes or four CDs that takes you into this effort to recruit literally millions of Americans into the demonic realm. And this whole idea of the secret featured on Oprah Winfrey and certainly on Larry King, maybe they didn't understand. But the secret is really based on the law of attraction. And there's a book called The Law of Attraction written by Mr. Esther Hicks. And Esther channels a demonic spirit named Abraham. And originally, Esther was in the original film and in the DVD, but she's been removed because this is so blatant. The way that you can benefit from the secret is, of course, to give yourself over to the satanic side. So you want to get the four tapes out, The Secret Behind the Secret. Get it as many people as you can. Help them to understand what's going on. Now, of course, if you'd like to get my February 2007 newsletter, which explains what I believe is going to happen in the Near East in the not-too-distant future, why, you can go to our website, pull it down, copy it. If you would like, of course, to get a free copy, we'd be glad to send it to you. We hope that, you know, if you have not yet begun to lay in your food supply, if you don't have a Berkey or some supply of water, if you don't have the barrels or other things, begin making preparations as if the worst thing imaginable could happen and hope and pray it doesn't. Well, I believe that God is just. He's going to bring justice on this country. And I believe we are on the edge of some catastrophic and terrible, terrible events transpiring when we go to war with Iran. So anyway, if you'd like to get the catalogs, they are available from Radio Liberty for emergency products, health products, so emergency food, health products, and then, of course, our regular catalogs, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And once again, if you do not have a Berkey water filter, let me suggest you get one because they do a great job. I mean, they really do, and we have them, and we've put out an awful lot of them. If you have fluoride in your water, why, you'll certainly want to get that poison out, but even if you don't, you just want it for an emergency situation. Have one on hand and have some extra filters as well. Because you can get by without food for a good while. But how long do you think you can get by without water? Well, and then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our programs. And if you find that what we're saying just is too far out, we'll keep on listening. Because sooner or later, you're going to realize that well, as one of my friends used to say, we used to think you were crazy, but now we're afraid you're not. And this really is true. I wouldn't be wasting my time 5 hours a day if I did not believe we have an important message to get out to people that were involved in the spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural and financial battlefield, a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if we don't have revival in America, I see no hope for this country. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Radio Network, I'm John Russell. U.S. Chief Nuclear Envoy Christopher Hill says there's nothing unusual in North Korea's most recent missile tests.
You know, these are short-range systems. They fired them off before. It's, you know, something they have done on several occasions.
President Bush is welcoming the Iraq War funding bill that Congress has now approved. Mark Smith gives us this from the White House.
The president's not keen on the measure's billions in non-war spending, but he's relieved there's no withdrawal timeline, saying lack of one sends the right...